Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Think that as many times as I've sat in this first chair and had to do all of the things to prepare to do the show, that
we'd be ready.
Yeah, like I'd remember to press the one button that gets the music. There was just a second of silence or so as the music was starting. That, you know, that is because I didn't press a button correctly, or, you know, look over and, you know, check and make sure it was completely ready.
One day the Sunday show will be as professional as the other 6 days.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think not so much.
I like it better this way.
Like, it's just, it's the Sunday show. It's a little more casual and relaxed, and, you know, it's not as even professional, but also I don't know, self-important.
Okay.
You know, like, we're just, it's Sunday, man, you know.
We definitely don't talk about, like, the hard-hitting real news of the week.
No, but, I mean, we still want, show. Like, peace and liberty and freedom and, you know, nonviolence and prosperity for everybody, you know, that kind of a thing. But, like, at the same time, you know, we're gonna do Sundays different. That's all. That's all. Captain's log, stardate 01222023. I am your host. What was I gonna add?
Oh, I forget.
Damn it.
Good.
No, come
good.
On.
No.
Very professional guy.
No, because no, Ian came in and he gave him something. I said, don't call him that.
Yeah.
Because he's going to add
totally
that to the title.
Too.
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't.
I was going to, well,
start
see.
With an A.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Anyway, it's the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Captain, Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will, in the first chair, bringing you the show. Joining me as co-hosts this evening,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
The name of the show is
Free Talk Live.
The phone number is
603-283-6160.
What do the listeners need to do?
Call in. There or you. Just listen.
Preferably call in.
So, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, thank you for listening. And thank you for calling in, of course. But, yeah, the phones are open. It's an open phone show. Free Talk Live is what it's called, and that's why we're here. We do try and bring you stuff, you know, opinions from the perspective of liberty, freedom, peace, you know, prosperity, that kind of stuff. But we have a story that I want to get to, but Nikki has to take a field trip sort of during this segment. And so we're going to just tease that we're going to talk about the Blonsky device a little later. The Blonsky device is...
No, tease it.
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge. Yeah.
Is a spinning machine invented.
I was just giving it away.
To make muffins.
Is that what you're doing? You're making muffins?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. No, we'll tell you more about the Blonsky device later in the show.
And we pulled the story, right? And we go like, Nikki, we brought this one for you. And she goes, oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Ironically enough. Yeah. We were like, oh, I bet you Nikki's never heard of this.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And we're like, ah.
And with the cutting edge technology, like, we've got to let her know.
Is it cutting edge? I haven't read the article, so I don't know.
I mean,
you read it?
We just said it's cutting edge,
okay.
So we're going to stick with that.
Spinning edge.
Spinning edge.
We'll get around to it a couple of times.
Here at Free Talk Live, we love gravity.
See?
So once upon a time, I was handed it was a piece of construction paper cut into a circle, and it was labeled round... There's one word, and like sort of on the top, like top rockers. And then on the bottom, it said T-U-I-T. And it said, congratulations, this is a round to it. And so all of the things you've been putting off and saying that you'll get them done when you get a round to it, you can now officially accomplish because here, you've been handed a round to it.
Oh, I need one of those.
We'll try and get you one. We'll see if we can order
them
online.
I could really use it.
Make one. Or,
I mean, it didn't seem all that difficult. Do we really need construction paper? Or is printer paper good enough?
I think we could probably just draw a circle and label it round to it, hand it to Nikki, and she'd have one. Here, have a sheet of paper. It's Arts and Crafts Day here at Free Talk Live. Richie Rich will be doing the art and the craft.
I will be doing the round to it.
When he gets around to it, he'll be doing the round to it. Meanwhile, back in story.
I can finally do everything I'm putting off. This is great.
You got around to it.
She's got around to it.
Wow.
Not on me, but.
Well, congratulations.
I'm getting
around to it. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I think that might be the first round to it ever presented here on Free Talk Live. You know, so there you go. She's holding it up for those who
historical
are...
Historical day here on Free Talk Live.
Over at watch.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Block Nikki's face on camera.
Right.
You, too, can get around to it.
mail a self-addressed stamped envelope.
If you just simply go to amps.freetalklive.com, I think we could probably make sure that Richie Rich photocopies this one, you know, several hundred times so that if you are an amplifier, we can give you a round to it as well.
You know what? If we do that, we're turning them into NFTs.
There's another joke in there somewhere. There's a better NFT.
We will have the round to it. You will get the NFT to the round to it here in the studio.
Okay. All right. Yes. As they're awarded, we'll keep. Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
That's good. I like that.
You will have ownership of this round to it, but you will never possess it.
Can you give it to somebody else?
You can transfer the NFT.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there
you go. That's the NFT scam, right? That's the money laundering in NFTs. They sell the NFT.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And then hopefully they're not the one holding
it. It's like
they
do with overpriced art. They're like, yes, I spent $10 million on this overpriced piece of art. And then they give it to another guy, and then he turns around and sells it for the $10 million, and he gets the cash. And yeah.
Right. But then the guy who gets the art, like, what is it really worth?
Well, I mean, it's just the vehicle used to transfer that amount of money again later.
For art, yes. And that's what NFTs can be used for. But currently, NFTs is like, oh, we just sell it back and forth until the value's high enough. Then we'll pawn it off on this schmuck.
Right.
And he'll be the one stuck with, like, the
somebody
NFT.
Gets stuck holding the bag. Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
And then they try to relate that to all of crypto, and then I get upset.
That is kind of what happened with Dogecoin, though. Kind of.
You know, the meme coins?
They pumped it up, and then it's like, oh, everybody buy it.
Same thing with Shiba.
Oh, I'm going to sell it all, so I'm
Shiba
rich
Inu.
Now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you fell for that with Dogecoin, I don't feel as bad. Right? Because Dogecoin was a meme coin to begin with.
What if somebody
was meant to make fun?
What if like I saw what was going on and I threw some money at Doge and I ended up on the plus side?
I know a lot of people that happened to.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how do you feel about that? You're like, I feel like if you lost money in Doge, that's your. But how do you feel about somebody who made money in Doge?
I'm also fine if you made money.
Right.
So at one point in time, I know a guy. Right, and we're talking
you sound
about
like a street thug now. I know a guy.
And we're talking about this Dogecoin thing, all right? And he goes like, no, Doge is totally viable as an investment. I go, how? He goes, look at Doge right now. It was like 0.000003.
Right.
It was like, if I put like $10,000 into Doge, right, and it drops down to one, I've only lost like 2/3 of my money. Right, and fine, whatever, no big deal. But if it goes up, if it doubles,
yeah,
right, and all of a sudden, like, you know, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm putting in a buy order, like right now. I'm like, whoa, all right, fine. But when it was that low, there was no real big downside loss. It was only upside.
Right.
So if you got in pre pump and they pumped it over a dollar,
yeah,
right, from 0.00000 whatever to over a dollar, right, that was your overnight get-rich-quick scheme, if you could pull it off.
Okay, Nikki left, so we can talk about her for a while until she gets back if we want to, because she had to go on her field trip. What are we going to talk about?
I heard she makes bread.
Oh, my God. She does, actually.
Nikki's bread.
Although, I was under the impression that she made it herself, but she tells me that it's actually Matt's sourdough starter.
Okay. I mean,
So Matt is a cook, or was a cook at some point in his life. And so, you know, he knows. And so I was under the impression that she made the bread and she gave me the bread. She did give me the bread, but she didn't make the bread.
But if Matt just uses
the
starter.
Pretty sure Matt made the bread, too.
Okay. So it's not just his starter. He's like, this is Matt's bread.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he baked the bread as well.
Okay.
Because then later on, after I told her it was good and we had another show here, we're talking in between the breaks, she was like, oh, yeah, I think Matt actually made that loaf. And I was like, oh, so it didn't even come from you.
That would make sense.
You know, but like I was under the impression that it did come from her.
If I were Matt, I wouldn't have bought that mixer for Nikki. I would have bought that mixer for myself.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Right? You know, like,
it's a good mixer.
Yeah.
It's not Nikki good, but it's a good mixer. Yeah. Oh, she's back.
So the Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
I actually made money on because I got into it at a good time. And, you know, I didn't make that much, right? I don't know, yeah. $20 or something, like, was my profit. Like, but, you know, because I was just dabbling, right?
Right.
I would do that whenever, like, some kind of a coin or something would come out. I bought way too many of these ERC tokens.
Okay.
When Ethereum was just, you know, sort of, and, like, every day there was a new token, and I'd throw, like, $2 at it, $5, yeah. Right? That kind of a thing.
If you're throwing away money, fine.
Hoping that one of the, you know, it'd be like the equivalent of a regular person at the convenience store buying a lottery ticket every day.
Right.
Right?
I'm
like, okay, I'm going to do this thing because I have better odds at making money than buying a lottery ticket, doing this with crypto or tokens or whatever, and so I did that. But, like, most of those ERC tokens never made me any money.
Right. Just like a lottery ticket, most of them won't make you any money.
Right. But I did make money off Doge. And then another thing I made money off was the FIO protocol.
Okay.
This is something internal to the Edge wallet. And what it does is it allows you to have a vanity address to receive crypto.
Yeah.
So, for example, you can send me most of the, we'll call them the top 10 cryptos. I think I accept most of the top 10 cryptos in my Edge wallet. And if you wanted to pay me, you could just send cryptocurrency to kickass at Edge.
Right.
Instead of putting in the whole 1x25xz47byq.
Instead of copying and pasting, because that's...
Or scanning the QR code or whatever,
mine's
right?
Nikki Sunshine, if anybody wants to send me crypto.
Nikki Sunshine.
At Edge.
At Edge, yeah. Right, yeah.
I haven't set one up yet.
So
he's
going to
pay for it.
It actually came in handy tonight because I was trying to tip the waiter at dinner who happens to have a crypto wallet. And I said, hey, I usually tip you in BCH, but I'd like to send you BTC tonight. Can I send it to the same address? He's like, yep. I'm like,
nice. Sweet,
because I didn't know for sure it was an Edge.
Yeah.
Like, there are other services that provide these vanity addresses and such, so I just wanted to make sure.
Though.
But yeah, it was perfect. I'm like, great.
I mean, if that's how you're doing it, fine. But you got to, in my mind, I don't know if this is factually accurate, right? But Dogecoin is like the third cryptocurrency ever. Right, it's like Bitcoin and then Litecoin. And then like, you know what, let's just make fun of these other two. Doge.
Right.
And then all the other ones just kind of followed suit, and they all suck for the most part. But they're all, you know, in my opinion, they're
except
all...
for Monero.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. But even Monero doesn't keep up, right? Like, if you're looking for...
That's not true. I really like Dash, too, because Dash allows me to... Like, I can transduce any crypto, obviously, into Dash or into any other crypto through a variety of ways, through either exchanges or through wallets connecting to exchanges or decentralized exchanges. Once you're in the digital domain, it's easy to transduce one crypto into another. What I like about Dash is that Dash is the fastest and most complete provider through the gift card on-ramps and off-ramps.
Okay.
That is to say... Like, I can go to Home Depot, fill up my cart with a bunch of stuff that I need to, like, you know, fix my house up and, you know, make it nice and that kind of thing. And when it comes time to check out, on the Home Depot computer screens, the touch screens, you just go gift card and it spits out a total. It gives you a QR. You go into your Dash Direct, and you go Home Depot, and you scan the thing, and it, bam, it gives you the total. If you have your Dash wallet on the same device, and it'll actually open your Dash wallet, go get the amount of funds, give you a couple of chances to confirm the amounts and that kind of thing, and bam, 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 and it's done, and it's fast. It is so fast. So I have use for Dash as well because it allows me to...
As a spendable currency.
It allows me to spend Dash using the gift card transducement technique at places like Home Depot and restaurants and other stores and stuff like that.
And as we talked about at dinner, right, I will start spending my crypto when places stop taking bad money.
Yeah. So my problem with that is I can't do that because I'm heavy on crypto. I'm light on USD.
Okay.
And so much so that occasionally I run out of USD. And I'm like, oh, got to get some USD somehow. So having the ability to spend my crypto just comes in handy because then I don't necessarily have to go and sell some crypto to get some USD. I can just spend it.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. I have a normal job, pays me in USD, and occasionally I have to transduce that into crypto after I've paid my bills for the month.
Right.
Right, but all the other major spendings, right? It's like, take the bad money, please, because I don't want it. I want the goods that you have.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, how I feel, too. I'm like, I don't want this stuff. Just take it.
I'm trying to only use USD when it's necessary. So we're on the same wavelength with, you know, the priority, right? So, but not everywhere.
I will use USD for everything, unnecessary things even, just to get, you know.
Because you have enough, you have a surplus of it, right? Whereas I don't.
Right.
So. So at any rate, now that Nikki's back from her field trip, was that the only one you have to take?
That's it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good.
They smell delicious, by the way.
The muffins are out of the oven.
There's
figure out what that means, FBI.
The
muffins are out of the oven.
Wink, wink.
There's a joke in there somewhere,
honestly,
too.
They're probably watching me through the window, so.
Oh, and
they know exactly what I'm doing.
And also over at watch.freetalklive.com. Where there's other people.
Why is she doing cranberry walnut tonight? We've been feeding her feeds in her news feed of raisin almonds.
Yeah, we don't understand.
They know I hate raisins.
Did you hear that through the grapevine?
Wow.
Well, I put them on the windowsill.
That's a meta joke. You had to know who the California Raisins are. You had to know that there was a commercial where they did the song Heard It Through the Grapevine as the California. Yeah.
She's too young.
She probably knew it vicariously.
Might have.
Find it on YouTube.
Yeah. Heard it through the grapevine.
I know that song. But.
So, I don't know where to start. Should we start with the one we teased?
Yeah.
Or we teased that we would.
All right.
Yeah.
So, this is
we should have a new feature with Dickie, though, like the metal shirt of the week or something.
Yeah, we have Megadeth.
Megadeth. Yeah. Right. Yes, which I'd like to remind everybody is spelled with only one A in the mega part.
Yeah.
No A in the death part.
So, I actually just realized
no wonder
that
I can't
recently.
Torrent their albums.
Yeah. Although most search engines will be like, did you mean Megadeth?
Just joking.
Yeah. What were you saying? About your hair? Something?
No, I just said Built for Speed. I think that was the last thing I was meaning to
what,
say.
What album is that shirt from?
I don't know if Built for Speed is.
I don't know that that's an album.
I don't think so. I don't think it's from an album. That's what I thought, but then I was like, maybe there's an album
I'm
missing.
Maybe it's a song.
I don't think so.
I used to know more about Megadeth than a human being should, but, you know, then the 90s rolled around.
Yeah.
And,
The Blonsky device, or the Blonsky. Blonsky.
Right, the Blonsky device, not blonde ski, not like, you know, a Swiss lady in the Alps, the blonde ski device. No.
I mean, I'd take that too.
This is from a site called, I don't even know what this is, globalwarming-arclean.blogspot.com. Where do you find
that's
this crap?
Super random.
Terraforming Terra.
Hey, our expert already knew about it, sir.
Oh, that's just a comment on what they try and post here. So it is, okay, the Blonsky device. This is supposed
describe
to
it for us.
Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I just want to take a look at this picture real quick because, I see. Okay. A spinning machine invented to fling babies out of pregnant people.
Emphasis on the people, not women, people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just had to point
pregnant
that out.
Pregnant people. This actually has not been attempted at all, not least because it is also obviously dangerous. Can it be made safe? Yes, it does address a very real problem in which most modern women are physically poorly suited for childbirth for lack of strength and effective biological design. My first thought is...
Modern women are weak!
Ineffectively designed.
So this is the thing. I have 2 points on this. So I think most of it is just modern medicine trying to be like, no, you can't have a baby normally. We have to, you know, do a major abdominal surgery on you or, you know, use all these drugs and stuff. But also, I have, based on my research, out of all of the mammals on Earth, it is the most difficult for human, like the birth process for human beings is the most difficult due to brain size, head size versus pelvis. So for us to be so smart or whatever and be upright on 2 legs where most mammals are on 4, that is...
Yeah, but that difference in difficulty can't be that big. I mean, I've seen farm families with, you know, 13 kids and that kind of thing. Well, like,
So she's got childbearing hips.
So the thing is, it's more difficult. So the birth process is more painful, longer, and more difficult, which is true. But it's not impossible.
Okay.
You know, you can still naturally bear 13, 15 kids, and it's totally fine.
So again, totally out of my element. But there's I'm going to say speculation on the internet, because I've heard this argument before, right? That it's mostly the way that modern women give birth is like on their backs, feet up in the stirrups, and that is to make it easier for the doctors and attending physicians
than
it is on the mother. And so, if you birth naturally, it becomes a much different process.
So there was a king, I forget who it was, what, maybe like King Louis or something like that, but the whole, that was first invented because he liked watching his women give birth.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it started.
The patriarchy in action again.
So, yes. So that's where it came from, but it is so much more difficult because if you use your common sense, gravity.
Yeah.
You know, it's just easier to have a baby either squatting or kneeling on your hands and knees. Those are the, if you leave a woman to her own devices, those are the positions she's most likely to get into naturally.
Get down on all fours, you know, like other mammals.
Yeah, it's not impossible to have a baby on your back, and sometimes that is the best position for certain women, but...
Okay, so I just looked up record number of babies or births by one woman, and I came upon this article from therichest.com. Are you part of this?
No, not me.
No? Oh, okay. So you're not part of the richest?
I wish I were, the 1%.
I thought all riches were part of the richest.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take it.
He's not a real rich.
Okay. Oh, he's not a real rich?
I guess not.
You're not authentic rich? You're just rich.
That's the word. Authentic.
Authentic. anyway, this article talks about TFR, total fertility rates, but they have the top 10, apparently, according to this article. Number of babies by women. Number 10, Mary Jonas, 33 children.
That's number 10?
Number 10, 33 children, yeah. In the 1800s, there lived in Forgate Street, England, a furniture dealer by the name Mary Jonas. She died in 1899 at the age of 85. She was laid to rest with her husband, John Jonas. The gravestone contains an interesting claim. The engraving reads, John Jonas, who died 24th February 1992, age 78, also Mary Jonas, the beloved wife of the above, and mother of 33 children, who died December 4th, 1895, aged 85.
Wow.
Number 9, Mrs. Harrison, 35 children. So, you know, a couple more.
All right.
A couple more.
Imagine having 35 kids.
No.
That just sounds like it sucks.
I can't
imagine having, like, one.
So be
like,
nicer to your school teachers.
Like, I know of...
they didn't have to birth them, though.
Oh, yeah,
I know of a couple that, you know, they were trying to have 3 or 4, right? And so they would, you know, get pregnant, have the baby, and try and get pregnant as soon as possible.
No, bad idea.
After that, and that's what they did.
Irish twins or something. Whatever that is. Is it Irish? Is that the term?
603-283-6160. Have you had a record number of babies? Do you know somebody who has more than 35? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The possible suspect in Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people near Los Angeles is dead. Reports say a body was found in a white van earlier today in Torrance after police were in a standoff with what they called a barricaded suspect.
People have asked, is that your suspect? We don't know.
That's L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna. Senator Joe Manchin says President Biden should have a lot of regrets about the discovery of classified documents in his possession.
To put those in unsecured spaces is irresponsible.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the West Virginia Democrat said he's glad Attorney General Merrick Garland is assigned a special counsel to oversee the investigation. James Cameron's latest blockbuster remains North America's top movie for the sixth week in a row. Avatar, The Way of Water, earned another $19.5 million in North America. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to inscribe it on a tablet of stone, tattoo it on your firstborn's forehead, grab a crayon, jot it down on the door of your fridge, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We started to talk about, was it the Blonsky device?
The Blonsky device.
And we never really even got to talking about it because it led us to wonder about what the record number of babies born to one person were.
We call her a woman. Like when they have this many babies, they're probably women birthing them.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right.
It's my preferred. I don't like calling them people who birthing okay. People. It just didn't sound right.
Yeah. These are probably women.
And so we got through, this is the top 10 list. Number 10, Mary Jonas with 33 children. Number 9 is Mrs. Harrison with 35 children. Number 8 is Elizabeth Greenhill with 39 children. Let's see if it says... What year? In the 1600s.
I was about to say, she sounds like a pilgrim.
Yeah. Alice Hooks, North Wales, with 41 children. Number 6 is Elizabeth Mott, with 42 children.
They're all Catholic.
Guinness Book of Records lists the British record holder for the highest number of children to be a certain Elizabeth Mott. Elizabeth John Mott of Monk's Kirby in northeastern Warwickshire. were married in 1676 and were reported to have produced 42 five-born children.
How is that even possible?
How are they the Guinness record holder, like, and not number one?
Well, because Guinness doesn't necessarily know everything, right?
No, that's the whole purpose of Guinness, is that they're the record.
Guinness can be wrong. Number five, Madalena Granada, 52 children.
Like, you think you would just die before it got to that point, right?
I'm assuming these ladies started young, you know, in their teens, whatever, right? You know, because the more resilient you get, you know, more elastic as a person when you're younger than as you get older. And you would assume, you know, it wasn't like 52 in like 2 years, right? It had to be over a course of a decade or two or whatever, right? In Nocera, Italy, that's where Madalena Granada is from, a woman known as her was reported to have given birth to a total of 52 children.
It's a Roman Catholic, even.
The occurrence was recorded by Zaples correspondent to a Paris journal, where the following was written: about two or three stations beyond Pompeii in the city of Nocera lives Madalena Granada, aged 47, who was married at 28. Wow. And has given birth to 52 living and dead children, 49 of them being male.
Wow. Imagine having 49 sons. Oh, my goodness.
Giving Genghis Khan a run for his money.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. I almost had to dump myself. There's a sentence here after this that says, Dr. De Sanctis of Nocera states that she had triplets 15 times.
Nice.
Be 45 of her 52 children.
Well, if you're going to have 52 kids, you don't want to have them one at a time. That's just inefficient.
So she's just having litters of children. Literally.
Literally litters of children.
We'll get back to these top 10 ladies who have given birth to the record number of children. Let's go to the phones. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hey, this is Minor Ache.
Who?
Minor ache.
Minor ache, as opposed to major pain?
I am a minor ache.
Minor ache. All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I've had a problem recently. Anytime I try to get on your website, the freetalklive.com, I just can't get on. I'm going through my cell phone device, and it just doesn't happen. It's some sort of like blocking thing.
Weird.
Do you guys know anything about that, or is it like maybe my phone, or
it could be? I have no idea, because I'm able to browse to it on both my device as well as other computers. I've been to the site recently, actually, on my personal phone as well as my personal computer here at the studio, and computer at somebody else's house. So
I would also say live tech support is not compelling radio.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, sorry about that, guys.
Hey, no worries. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up while you're on the air?
Not.
Sounds like an hour. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Send an email. We'll look into it. Run your spell checker.
Yeah.
Type it correctly.
Yeah. Ian at freetalklive.com. Tech support for Free Talk Live. Tell them what your browser version is and what your OS is. If you know any of that information.
Yeah, that's definitely not one to send to Mark.
Yeah, take a screenshot of whatever you're probably... Yeah, don't send it to Mark. Mark will just send it to Ian. Ian, what the hell is this?
Then Captain gets a phone call. Stop giving my email. I'm on
right.
For tech support questions.
All right, so number five in these top 10 ladies who've given birth to record numbers of children was Madalena Granada. Number four, Barbara Stratzman, with 53 children, living from 1448 to 1503 during the time of the Holy Roman Empire. Barbara Stratzman of Bonningheim, today known as Germany, was reported to have borne 53 children, although none of them survived infancy.
Oh, that's
none
unfortunate.
None of them?
More specifically, Barbara and her husband, Adam, were said to have had one set of septuplets, one set of sextuplets, four sets of triplets, 5 sets of twins and 18 single births.
And a partridge died? In a pear tree.
Of these children, 19 were supposedly stillborn, and by 1498, the eldest surviving child was 8 years old.
You think they
were... Well, wait, hold on. They just said none of them survived infancy. You know, 8 years old is not an infant anymore.
No, it sure isn't.
All right.
Who Carry wrote on. This article? Anyways,
worse than my source.
19 stillborns? I would stop having children right there. That is so traumatic.
Right there? But
I
think, you wait till 19?
You know, but I think back then, most people were kind of used to that. A lot of children, you know, it was very common. Stillbirths were very common. Children dying during infancy due to illness and lack of sanitation. And so
you're young. You're only 22. You got plenty of life ahead of you.
There was a painting done that portrayed Barbara and Adam with their 53 children in a stable at Bethlehem. However, in 1990, the chief physician of the Heilbronn Municipal Women's Clinic contradicted the story by pointing out that the multiple births Barbara was said to have had were statistically improbable, and that a woman in that period would have been unlikely to survive the multiple pregnancies due to the state of medicine at that time. Like,
well, that, and that's what I was saying earlier. How do you survive having this many children, especially in the 1500s?
Like, in the... I'm trying to think about it now because... I don't remember the year. Let me see if I can... find it. There was a set of quintuplets that was born, I think, in Canada. Yeah, the Dion quintuplets. In the 30s.
Okay.
And so, like, I mean, this type of thing isn't unknown, right?
Yeah, no.
Quintuplets, triplets. It is, I believe... a fact that if you've given birth to twins or triplets once, that you are more likely to give birth to twins or triplets or whatever again. So you got to think that back in the day, nobody was, you know, rapping that rascal.
Nope.
There was no, you know, contraception as we know it today.
Sheepskin was so uncomfortable.
And so, you know, they...
so gross.
At any rate, moving right along. What was I... We were talking about the top five. Yeah, here we go. Number 3, Leontina Albina, 55 children. The 1988 version of the Guinness Book of Records reports the world's most prolific mother at that time was San Antonio, Chile's Leonida Albina, wife of Gerardo Albina, born 1925. Were married in Argentina in 1943. Before coming to Chile, his wife had born 5 sets of triplets, who all happened to be boys. Wow.
Nice.
Can you imagine giving birth to triplets 5 times?
No.
Lucky guy.
5
times. I can't even
imagine
that once.
Well, they're all going to be small.
I've seen footage of...
Sometimes.
I've seen footage of triplets being born, and it's, you know... I mean, it's kind of a gory thing to watch, like, a baby being born.
Yeah.
And then, you know, oh, here comes another one, right? You know, oh, wait, she's not done yet, you know. Here comes a third.
And back then, I mean, they didn't have ultrasounds.
Yep.
It's literally a surprise.
Yeah.
You don't know how many babies are coming out.
Yeah, unless the doctor could hear, like, 3 separate heartbeats late in the term or whatever.
But they don't really listen. They didn't really even have that technology.
It was just a surprise.
Yep.
Here comes labor. Like, oh, there's more than one.
How are they kicking me in 3 different ribs at the same time?
Yeah.
That's how you know.
The couple had more children until 1981 when 55-year-old Leontina was recorded to have given birth to her 55th child. So age 55, given birth to your 55th child.
Once a year.
Oh, that must be lucky.
It's the golden child, right? It's like your golden birthday. Yeah. There were unverified reports that the couple had 9 more children after that, which may have upped their total to as many as 64 children.
How are any of these earlier reports being verified?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like back in the 1600s.
But it was Guinness, so you know, you figured it out.
Well, you just said they're a bunch of liars, so...
Well, I said they could be wrong.
Okay.
I didn't say they're a bunch of liars. I said it's possible for Guinness to be wrong. Number 2, the wife of Yakov Krylov, 57 children. Wow. In 1775, Yakov Krylov from the village of Vevdensky in Russia was presented to the Queen's Court in recognition of his fatherhood achievements with the peasants.
I want a medal for that.
Okay, also, forget the mother. Oh, this guy, his fatherhood achievements. Good job. What about the chick that just had, like, 60 kids?
Yeah, don't you know how the world works, Dickie?
Yeah.
I mean, you act like there's, you know, more than two genders or something. You guys are funny. With the peasant farmer were some of the 15 children born to his second wife and all 57 of the children he had with his first wife. The first wife, whose name was not recorded, had given birth to her 57 children in a total of 21 births.
Her name wasn't even recorded.
Yeah.
Mrs. Yakov Krylov.
Exactly.
Yeah, her name wasn't important, right?
Yakov Krylov gets the plaque and misses.
And misses. She gave birth to her 57 children in a total of 21 births, 4 sets of quadruplets, 7 sets of triplets, and 10 sets of twins. Unfortunately, the certainty that Krylov's wife had truly born 57 children cannot be unquestionably verified, thus giving rise to doubts of the veracity of the claim.
It's just Russian propaganda.
Number one, the first wife of Fyodor Vasilev. 69 children.
Wow.
69.
Now that has to be lucky.
Sounds important the way you read it.
The first wife of Fyodor Vasilev.
Even that unnamed, right? His first wife.
Yeah.
Still on, yeah, right. This guy who lived from 1707 to 1782 was a peasant from Shuya, Russia. The name of his first wife has not been recorded, but according to the records of the monastery of Nikolsk, this woman gave birth to 4 sets of quadruplets, 7 sets of triplets, and 16 sets of twins in her 27 confinements at the monastery. That makes a total of 69 births by one woman, and according to records, only 2 of the children failed to survive their infancy.
Wow.
Nice.
Good job, Mom.
Adding to the extraordinary nature of this story, Vasilev married again, and with his new wife had 2 sets of triplets and 6 sets of twins for a total of 18 more children in 8 additional births.
Wow.
At least they were peasants, though. I don't think you could afford that many children on a lord's salary.
Yeah. That gave the Russian 87 children in all.
Well, there are some Egyptian kings and stuff that have 500 kids. I mean, at that point, you lose count, so they might be fabricating those numbers, but...
Doubts have been raised on the veracity of this claim. Nevertheless, Guinness World Records lists Vasilyev's wife with her 69 children to be the official record holder as the most prolific mother of all time.
He hears reports about, like, a rival pharaoh up in his numbers. Just walks into the harem, handles some business.
He meets a lady. She becomes pregnant. Twins, triplets, quadruplets, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. All right.
I wonder if any of these women used the Blonsky device.
No, because that's a new thing.
Well,
it's not a new thing. I think it was like early 1900s.
Okay.
Right? I mean, most of those births happen in like the 15th, 1600s.
Right.
All right, so back to the Blonsky device. This actually has not been attempted at all, not least because it is also obviously dangerous. Can it be made safe? Yet it does address a very real problem in which most modern women are physically poorly suited for childbirth for lack of strength and effective biological design. My first thought is that it could be seriously useful to speed up dilation itself, which takes far too long for most and exhausts most women. Just that avoids complications associated normally with the last phase. Certainly the positioning suggested is superior and close to a birthing seat. They do have a diagram here that shows sort of a, you know, an elevated at an angle, sort of a, it kind of looks like a weight bench in the drawing, but set up at an angle.
I mean, if gravity's the kicker and you want it to be safer, right, like why not one of those, you know the carnival rides where they take you up and they drop you really fast?
Yeah. Oh.
But on the way up, right, they pull you up really fast sometimes too, right? No, not the zipper, because the zipper spins.
Oh.
I'm just talking like the Tower of Terror type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, just the straight drop.
Yep.
Right. So, but again, they take you up really fast sometimes too. So if you like strapping a pregnant woman to that and take her up really fast,
no.
Gravity.
The gravitron, dude.
No, that'll
where they spin?
No,
but like the wall actually moves up and down with the lack of gravity as it spins. It's like a centrifuge.
Yeah, no, so, I've been on it.
I used to run one.
Okay.
Okay.
But so, I don't see how that, like, you'd have to put the lady upside down then.
I mean, okay.
We're trying to get the baby out, not.
Well, she's going to squeeze that. I mean, we're just relying on nature.
No, the ground pins you up against the wall. You can't even move.
Okay, so there's this thing called Pitocin. It's a hormone, and women need to be relaxed and feel safe.
Not upside down and being spun around.
Not upside down and on
in a gravitron. Somehow.
Where's Guinness? The first baby born in the gravitron.
We've turned the Blonsky device into like some sort of like MacGyvered up gravitron for a carnival ride.
Well, it basically is.
Oh, man.
There's one at the local theme park around here. That's like the gravitron, but it lifts you and spins you like horizontally.
That's basically what this thing is.
Yeah.
Well, so.
But that one, the way this thing is, it's like it's shooting the baby out, though. This thing to hold you in place pins you up against the wall.
Yeah.
So the this write-up continues. My take-home here is that
like
all this...
Like, you get strapped into the middle of the gravitron when it spins, not pressed against the outer edge.
Oh, yeah.
You got to figure out the centrifugal versus centrifugal force.
Well, that's the same word.
No, centrifugal and centrifugal. It's the opposites.
That's just the pronunciation of the same word differently.
There's two different words.
Then spell them.
I'll look it up in a minute.
Okay. Has it been a minute?
No, it's been like 10 seconds. Right. You saw me grab the modern rectangle.
The magic rectangle.
Yeah.
My take home here is that all this could be completely safe. This is from the write up here. Could be completely safe and beneficial right up to the point of birth, and also highly time effective, allowing close monitoring and continuous attendance. At the point of birth, the spinning can be ended, and the birth can be properly attended. This could actually be a superior system for birthing and could prevent disasters caused by contemporary female muscle weaknesses. A lot less emergency cesareans or, what's this word, Nikki?
Episiotomies.
Episiotomies, thank you. Or forceps would be welcome. Obviously, a woman would be able to push using full strength as well.
Here you go, Mr. Smarty Pants. Centrifugal. C-E-N-T-R-I-F-I-C-A-L.
Centrifugal, as opposed to centrifugal.
C-E-N-T-R-I-F-U-G-A-L.
Right, okay.
It's the opposite forces.
Opposite forces. Like yin and yang?
Sure.
Okay.
Like one pushes outward and one pushes you inward.
Do I have to add Mr. Smarty Pants to... Authentic yeah. Lord Dr. Reverend...
The authentic Smarty Pants, Lord Reverend Dr. Kick-Ass...
Kick-Ass Buckshot Esquire,
if you will.
Yeah, I love it.
So...
You're just saying the same word pronounced differently.
Caused by contemporary female muscle weaknesses, a lot less emergency cesareans or...
Episiotomies.
Thank you. Or forceps would be welcome. Obviously, a woman would be able to push using full strength as well. A simple basket rather than a net... It's also indicated as well for handling sudden releases. Does that happen in childbirth? Is there a sudden release?
You know, yeah, sometimes.
So that joke about like wearing the pitcher's glove and the mask is like
that. That would be the catcher.
The catcher, sorry, not the pitcher.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm the catcher. And sometimes it is like that.
Wow.
She wraps on the Nike gloves with the sticky tack on.
The innuendo is strong in this particular episode.
Carry on.
I'm going to have Riley edit that out. Okay? Just like to have that sample. I'm the catcher. Sorry, Nikki. Richie Rich is making fun of you. A simple basket rather than a net is also indicated as well for handling sudden releases.
Also, I like how they say that, like, we usually use a net.
Yeah.
No one uses a net.
Do you use a simple basket?
No.
Oh.
Just use your hands.
There's no
like
safety net?
Person.
Put the safety net underneath in case you bobble it.
What about, I mean, don't you want, like, a padded, like, basket or something that, you know, could gently, like, I mean, the baby is coming out covered in stuff that would arguably be slippery.
If it falls on the floor, it falls on the floor. I'm just kidding.
Wow. And Nikki's clientele goes to this.
Okay, well, listen, it's tethered.
Hope your yoga's doing well.
It's tethered. You know?
It won't hit the floor. It'll just bungee back up. Don't you know anything about the female anatomy, guys?
Come on, guys.
Extreme umbilical bungee. You'll be here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. So, yes, this can work with proper design and training and maybe the foundation of actual birthing clinics where it all lasts an hour or so. So, let's see. A depiction of the Blonsky device, which used centrifugal force or centrifugal force.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
You have the spelling in front of you.
Well, this one's fugal.
Okay.
So is that in or out?
That would be out because okay. They're trying to spin it out.
Okay, and yeah, that makes sense.
And the gravitron is centrifugal because it presses you against.
All right. Everyone knows that childbirth isn't easy, but what if pregnant patients could simply strap themselves to a table, spin at a high speed, and then propel the baby out? What could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
It sounds ridiculous.
If you use a nice basket instead of a net, clearly this is the way to do it.
It sounds ridiculous, but in the 1960s, a couple patented the Blonsky device. A machine that used centrifugal force to fling babies into the world.
And it's finally hit the public domain.
The worst part about this is a woman is the one that designed this. Like, you think it is, oh, this has to be a man that is just, you know, being...
A woman with a weak cervix.
Yeah, there definitely had to be some female input here. Or output, I guess. all right, we're having too much fun, apparently.
We're going to have to add some of these clips to the TikTok page.
Yeah. There's more here, but I'm just... Who were the Blonskys? The idea for the Blonsky device came from a married couple. George Blonsky, a mining engineer, and Charlotte Blonsky of New York. The Blonskys had no children of their own, perhaps
clearly
limiting... Or if they did, they, you know, spun them to death. But they were frequent visitors of the Bronx Zoo. And in the early 1960s, had a memorable encounter with an elephant that would give them a new idea for human childbirth. On that fateful day, George witnessed a pregnant elephant nearing labor. Poor George.
And the elephant was spinning around. And like, oh, this is definitely how we should do it.
As he watched, George hypothesized that spinning helped the elephant deliver its 250-pound baby.
I doubt it.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.